From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama made history Friday by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bombing. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where the United States dropped the first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945. As Cindy Sain reports, the president used the visit to call for the world to have the courage to escape what he called the logic of fear.
Cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park, which marks ground zero for the 1945 nuclear blast that destroyed most of the city. President Obama says while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped forge a better future.
The world was forever changed here. But today, the children of this city will go through their day in peace. What a precious thing that is.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. Cindy Sain, VOA News. Hiroshima.
A group of seven leaders said Friday that Britain's exit from the European Union could have devastating consequences for the world economy. In their final declaration after a two-day summit in Japan, the G7 countries said that the so-called Brexit would reverse the trend towards greater global investment and trade and the jobs they create, and is a further serious risk to growth. Britain holds a referendum on whether to stay in the European Union next month. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas as thousands of protesters gathered in central Baghdad Friday and attempted to enter the so-called Green Zone. For the second week in a row, protesters, many of them supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, attempted to pull down the concrete walls surrounding the international zone, which contains the main Iraqi government offices. Last week, demonstrators forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office before being driven out by security forces. At least four people were killed and dozens injured in that conflict. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says the Islamic State's top military commander in Fallujah is among 70 militants killed in a coalition airstrike. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says more than 20 strikes have been carried out in the past 4 days. He said Maher al-Bilawi, the commander of Islamic State fighters in Fallujah, was killed 2 days ago. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency said on Friday that 50,000 civilians are still inside the city of Fallujah amid an Iraqi military operation to retake the city from the Islamic State. Speaking in Switzerland, UNHCR chief spokeswoman Melissa Fleming said 800 people have managed to flee, but IS is stopping civilians from leaving.
Inside Fallujah, we have dramatic reports of the increase of the number of executions of men and older boys refusing to fight on behalf of ISIL. Other reports say a number of people attempting to depart have been executed or whipped. One man's leg was amputated, reportedly.
Fleming also said that food is in very short supply, and there are reports that the number of executions for refusing to fight for Islamic State has increased. More than 100 health experts have called on the World Health Organization to consider whether the Rio de Janeiro Olympics should be canceled because of the threat of the Zika virus. In a letter to the WHO, 150 experts said the Brazilian strain of the virus harms health in a way that science has not seen before. It said holding the Olympics in Rio poses an unnecessary risk to more than 500,000 foreign tourists expected to attend the Games. The mosquito-borne Zika virus causes a birth defect known as microcephaly, where babies are born with unusually small heads and brain and developmental disabilities. On Wall Street, the top three indices finished the week up. European and Asian markets also finished trading higher on Friday. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.